Okay, today's daf is Horios Daf Beis. We begin Masechta Horios today, so a little bit of introduction to the Masechta. The Masechta discusses the following basic issues. If you have Dayanim that are Mora Heter Bishkaga, they paskin that something is Mutter, but it's a Shogeg, really the item is Aser, and the Rov HaTzibur follows them, so what's the halacha? When are the people who follow them going to be chayiv? When are the people who follow them going to be pater? When is the bezdin going to be chayiv? A par helam davar shel tzibur. Similarly, we're going to discuss a kohen mashiach, a kohen gadol, that's paskins laheter, also b'shogeg, and he follows his own psak. Or a nasi, which means a melech, also similarly does naver b'shogeg. What are the halachos of the karbanos that they're obligated to bring? Because the Torah has a parsha that identifies different rules of karbanos for each of these people. Then at the very end of the Masechta, we're going to discuss some halachos of kedima, kohen kodem levi, an ish kodem leisha. So those are the basic topics of the Masechta. Now, this Masechta is, as we just mentioned, primarily about karbanos. So the Rambam points out that l'chora, this Masechta should have been in Seder Kodshim. It's a nice bridge from Seder Nezikin to Seder Kodshim, but really it doesn't seem to have anything to do with Seder Nezikin. So why is it in Nezikin? So the Rambam explains that it's in Seder Nezikin because Sanhedrin is in Seder Nezikin, and Pirkei Avos is in Seder Nezikin, and those all relate to Dinim of Dayanim. So Horios is also about Dayanim, and therefore it naturally follows Sanhedrin and Pirkei Avos. This Masechta is not an easy Masechta. In the Akdama to the Masifta, they point out a number of quotes from Gedolei HaAchronim about this Masechta. In the Be'er Sheva, in his Akdama, he writes, "Ubeprat Maseches Horios Mitzasiya Doma L'Kfifa She'en La Oznayim." It's like a basket without any handles, where it's very difficult to hold on to. Kihi Arum Ve'erya B'Choser Kol Mashenimtza B'Shar Masechtos. It's missing what many other Masechtos have. Hein Min Tosfos, Hein Min Mar Mekomos Al Gemara, Hein Min Tikune Tuuyos Arbe Sheyeshba, V'Masechta Chamura Ma'od. It wasn't learnt as much. There aren't as many Rishonim that discuss this Masechta. Not as many people went through the Masechta and fixed the mistaken Girsaos in the Masechta. So it's much more difficult to get, aside from the conceptual difficulties involved in the Masechta, just to get the words down and just to get the issues is very, very challenging. He also quotes that Rabbi Salmi Ranchberg in his Hakdama to the Sefer Hora Gever writes, "Yan me olam shamati v'reisi Maseches Horios Azuva unutusha umenechas bekerin zavis." We find Maseches Horios is abandoned. It's left in a corner. No one touches it. Ad shekemat ein doresh ve'ein mevakish la. No one seeks it. No one looks for it. La'otzma chumrios sheyichsula, because of how challenging it is. Ad shenasis l'mashal. It's so challenging that it has become a mashal. What does it mean? It's become a mashal. Umargal bepumi din shim yirtzi ish lechanos divrei chumrei va'amuk v'sasum yomar re'ina kahorios huze. That if a person wants to describe something that's extraordinarily challenging, that's impossible to learn, they always say, "Oh, that topic, that's like Horios." So Horios is known as, you would think, 13 blot, a great masechta to make a siyum on. Quick, you daven it up, you make a siyum on Masechta Horios. You don't never find anyone that does that. They'll sooner learn Tainis or Makos or anything. And Makos isn't an easy masechta, but still, people would sooner rather learn that because Masechta Horios is in fact a very challenging masechta. Nevertheless, it does seem from a number of achronim that there's dafka in Indian to learn Masechta Horios during Chodesh Nisan. In the Tshuvas Mishnah Sachir, he writes, "Darki Lilmod Maseches Horios B'Yimei HaNesiyim Shel Chodesh Nisan." So we're a little late on it, but during the days of the Nesiyim of Chodesh Nisan, because he said he heard from Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim in the city of Pressburg that they would learn Maseches Horios B'Yimei HaNesiyim because there are Yud Beis Dapim, Kaminyan Yud Beis Nesiyim Daf Liyom, one daf for each of the Nesiyim, and they would daf could try to finish on Erev Pesach. They would learn Maseches Horios and finish Maseches Horios on Erev Pesach. So again, this is one of those examples of either a really wonderful daf yomi coincidence or the opposite of a daf yomi coincidence, because we're as far away from the next beginning of Nisan as we could be. But that's a little bit of background to Maseches Horios. So today we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to discuss, an individual who does an Avera relying on Beis Din being Potter from his own individual Karban. But if he's not relying on Beis Din, he's doing it on his own, then he's going to be Chayiv in a Karban. The Gemara is going to have a Machlokas whether a Hora'a has to include the word La'asos, if it's just Beis Din that says that in theory the Halacha is something, is that enough of a Hora'a, or does it have to be La'asos? And we're going to have three Rayas. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas if a guy is chayiv if Beis Din paskins that chaylev is mutter and he eats chaylev, but not because Beis Din paskins chaylev is mutter, he eats chaylev because he thinks it's shuman. Meaning he makes the classic mistake of a shogeg, but it turns out that Beis Din are paskins that chaylev is mutter anyway. So what are we going to assume his status is? The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss why the Mishnah gives three cases of doing. Three cases of following Beis Din, one where you do with the Beis Din, one where you do after the Beis Din, and the other is the Beis Din doesn't do it at all, that only the person does it. So why do we need all three examples of cases of a person following a Beis Din? On Amud Beis we're going to define who's called a Ra'ui Lahora'a, to be considered someone who's independently following his own psak as opposed to that of the Beis Din. And then the Gemara is going to discuss that the Chachamim hold against what our Mishnah says, against Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that even a Yachid who follows a Hora'as Beis Din is going to be Chayiv, that he can't hide behind the Beis Din and say, oh, it's Beis Din's psak, so I'm not Chayiv. No, the Chachamim hold that even a Yachid who follows a Hora'as Beis Din is going to be Chayiv. So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Horu Beis Din Lavar Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samuras B'Torah. If Beis Din gives a Hora'a, they issue a psak to go against one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'halach hayachid v'asa shogeg al piyam. And an individual follows the psak of the Beis Din, b'shogeg he does what the Beis Din says. Bein sha'asu v'asa imahen. Whether the Beis Din follows their own psak as well, and this fellow is doing just like the members of the Beis Din. Bein sha'asu v'asa achrehen. Whether the Beis Din follows their own psak, but he does after them. Bein shelo asu va'asa, or whether Beis Din didn't do anything at all. Beis Din didn't follow the psak at all. He follows the psak. So in all these cases, Potter. Mevresha tala be'Beis Din. The individual is Potter because he's not doing this on his own. He's being tola in Beis Din. Horu Beis Din v'yada echad mehen shata'u. But what if Beis Din issued a psak and this fellow knew, one of the members knew that it was a mistake of the Beis Din? O Talmud v'hu ra'ui laho ra'u. Or you have a Talmud, maybe he doesn't have smicha, but he's ra'ui lahora'a, he's reached a madrega and is learning that he's ra'ui lahora'a, and he knows that it's a mistaken psak. V'halach, v'asa al piyen, and he still follows the psak of the Beis Din, knowing that the wrong, bein sha'asu va'asa imahen, bein sha'asu va'asa achareihen, bein shelo asu va'asa, whether he does the avera together with them, whether he does the Avera after them, whether they don't do the Avera at all, and he does the Avera, in all of those cases, Hare Ze Chayev. Such a person is going to be Chayev for his own actions, Mipnei Shalo Tala Be'Beis Din, because he wasn't being Tala Be'Beis Din, he's an independently entitled to his own psak, and he knew that they were mistaken, so he is not going to get off the hook. He cannot hide behind the Beis Din. Zaklal Hatola Ba'atzmo Chayev. If a person follows his own psak, so then he's going to be, meaning if a person is tola ba'atzmo, he knows that Beis Din is wrong, and he still follows the psak of the Beis Din, he's going to be chayiv if they are mistaken. And if a person follows the psak of the Beis Din, because that's all he knows, so then he's going to be Potter. Now, we say Horu Beis Din, the Mishnah never identifies which Beis Din. The Gemara is going to, again, as we mentioned before, mention that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda, who darshan's pasuk im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga ba'asosa, that there are three miyutim in the pasuk, and one of them teaches us that a person who follows a Ra'as Beis Din is Potter. The Chum are going to disagree, and they're going to think that someone who follows a Ra'as Beis Din is going to be chayiv, that even an individual who doesn't know any better, and Beis Din paskid, and all he does is does like the Beis Din, the Chum are going to disagree, and going to hold chayiv against Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Horu Beis Din, Tosfos appears on the bottom of the page. Tosfos writes, Haim Sanhedrin Gedola, Kedarshinim B'Toras Kohanim. Horu Bezdin means the Sanhedrin Gedola, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Yachid who follows Bezdin is Potter, that's only if the Bezdin that he's following is the Sanhedrin Gedola Dafka. But if he's following a Bezdin Shal Shlosha, let's say, or a Sanhedrin Shal Chav Gimel, he's going to be Chayiv when he violates the Yushalmi, and Toras Kohanim as well makes another Tanai, that it has to be a Dafka, the Sanhedrin, when they're Yoshev Belishchas Hagazis. Not when the Sanhedrin was Nigla Tiyavna, when they went into Galus. Dafka, when they're Belishchas Hagazis. So Bein, according to the Chachamim, or whether you say like Rabbi Yehuda, if a Bezin Shal Shlosha makes a Hora'a B'Ta'us, or a Bezin Shal Shivim V'Echad, that's not Belishchas Hagazis, makes the Hora'a B'Ta'us, and this guy follows them, he's going to be Chayiv, his own Korban, he's considered to be Tola B'Bezin. Ava Talmud, Ariel Jacob, wrote a Sefer on Maseches Arios called Binyan Ariel, so he gave me an advanced copy, I don't think it's been published in hard copy yet, and he points out that L'Chorot, a little bit difficult to understand the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Yachid that follows Beis Din HaGadol is going to be Chayiv. And even Shita of Yehuda, that a Yachid that follows the Beis Din HaGadol when they're not in Lishchas HaGazis is going to be Chayiv his own Karban. In what way is that a Shogeg? Isn't that a classic case of Ones? Meaning Ones, you're not Chayiv a Karban. What's he supposed to do? A simple Jew. And Beis Din, the greatest rabbis in the world, paskin something. How can that be classified as a shogeg? Shouldn't that be considered an ones? So, and there is a shita that way. The shita of Rabbi Shimon holds that a yachid that follows Horaz Bezin is potter because he's considered an ones. Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel and Aleph points us out that that's shita Rabbi Shimon. But how do you explain shita Rabbi Yehuda? How do you explain the shita of the Chachamim? So he says what you have to suggest is that normally when a person does something but ones, there's no element of shogeg involved at all in what he's doing. So when there's no element of shogeg, so you call that an ones. But if a person is following Haraz Beis Din, and Beis Din was b'shogeg, we view it that his action is an extension of Beis Din. So it is nichnas into Torah shogeg. There is this element of shogeg. He personally may be ones, but since the Sanhedrin was made this psak b'shogeg, he's misyache, their shkaga is misyaches to him, and therefore he needs a kapara as if he himself was doing it b'shogeg. We also pointed out, and he points this out as well, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one of the tanaim that you need in order to be potter from Karban Yachid, who follows Bezins, you need Dafka the Sanhedrin Hagadola, Bezin Shal Shlosha is not good enough. So in the Sefer Avas Eson, he explains based on Ramban, that which you have to listen to the Beis Din HaGadol is not Stam a chiyuv to listen to your rabbi. It's not the same as listening to Stam a psak from a rabbi. No, when you listen to the Beis Din HaGadol, it's even lahatir as a isur, because the Beis Din HaGadol gets to define the halacha. They get to that's the notion of loba shemayim. Loba shemayim doesn't mean that every rabbi could decide what the halacha is. Every rabbi has to determine what the halacha is. But Beis Din has the koach. When the Sanhedrin has the koach to be koveya chodesh, to determine something, they get to determine the halacha. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains in the Dayenu. We say, Yilkirvanu l'fnei Sinai v'lonosel lanu es HaTorah Dayenu. So everyone asks the same kasha. What do you mean? Of what value is there? Yeah, every kasha on the Dayenu, you'll notice, is the same kasha. That, no, it would not have been enough. We needed all of these things. So what does it mean that it would have been enough? And obviously the answer is, even though none of the kids give this answer, but obviously the answer is that that's not what the word Dayenu means. It doesn't mean that it would have been enough, that we would have been fine. It means that it would be enough reason to say thank you. If someone gives you a meal, someone buys you a meal, you say thank you. Ah, but I can't live the rest of my life off of that one meal. I would die in a matter of days if I just have. Yes, you will, but still, you say thank you when someone gives you the meal, and then you hope you're able to get your own food at some later time. The word Dayenu means enough reason to say thank you. The kasha that they ask, Anilu Kirvanu Lefnei Arsinai, V'lo Nasalenu Esatorah, is that what value, why is that enough reason to say thank you? Even Kirvanu Lefnei Arsinai alone, why is that enough reason to say thank you? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that no, it's not Kirvanu Lefnei Arsinai. Kirvanu Lefnei Arsinai means if if we would have gotten the Torah at Har Sinai, but velonas alanu es haTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given us the power to control the Torah. He would have kept it as bashamayimi, and he wouldn't have given the chachamim the ability to determine what's correct in Torah. That would have been dayenu, because we still would have had the Torah. We still would have had a guide in life. We just would not have been able to control the Torah. So that's the notion of what the Sanhedrin has the ability to do. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Shmuel, the Olamein Bezin Chayavin, Bezin is only going to be Chayav ad sheyomr lehem mutar matem, until they say that mutar matem, that it's mutar to eat this chelev, let's say. Rav Dima Marnarda Amar ad sheyomr lehem mutar matem la'asos. Not enough to say mutar matem, they have to say mutar matem la'asos. They have to have a lashon of asiya. My time, lefishlonig marara. It's only called the Gemara Ra if they have a lashon of la'asos. Amar Abayis, Abayis says, okay, Avinanami Tanina. Yeah, I could prove that, because it talks about the Zaken Mamre, and it says, Chazer li'iro shana v'limeid k'derek shalimeid pater. If he continues to teach the way he was teaching originally, even though he's been rejected by the Sanhedrin HaGadol in his psak, he's going to be pater. He's not going to be chayv yet. But hora lasos! But it gives a ra lasos, where he's not just stam talking and learning. He says, lasos to do! So then, chayv. Then he's going to be chayv. So you see that the definition of a hura'ah is la'asos. Amar Rabbi Abba, afananami tanina. I got another raya. Horla Bezdin li'inase. A woman who gets a hura'ah from Bezdin to get remarried, because they say that it's okay, we assume that your husband is dead. V'holcha v'kilkala. But instead of getting remarried, she commits nus with some guy. And then it turns out that the husband was alive. Chayevish b'karban. She's going to be chayev b'karban. Why? Shelo hitiru la ela lihinase. They were only matir her to get remarried. They were not matir her to go and have znus. So she's still going to be chayev because she was not acting al pi the bezdin. So what's the raya from there? It's from the lashon horla bezdin lihinase. That it's dafka. That has to be the lashon of a psak of bezdin is laasos, is to do this. Otherwise, it's not a psak of a bezdin. Amaravina, a third raya, afananami tanina, horu bezdin lavar al achas mikol mitzvos hamuros b'torah. The bezdin gives a hora'ah to go against one of the mitzvos in the Torah. So, and just the lashon, lavar al kol achas mikol mitzvos hamuros b'torah, means that they give a hora'ah to do, and that's the lashon of hora'ah, sulomidi. And then you don't need any further rayas, that a definition of a hora'ah is la'asos, is when the bezdin includes the lashon of to do such and such. Only then is it considered a psak of bezdin. So they have to say mutar matem le'echol chelev. Meaning that would be considered a ra'ah. Ikeda amri, another version of this machlokas is as follows. Ikeda amri, Amar Shmuel, ain bezin chayav in ad shiyam la mutar matem lasos. That Shmuel's the one that holds that you're only chayav when bezin says mutar matem laasos. Rav Dimin Arda amar afil mutar matem. And Rav Dimin Arda says, nah, they don't have to say lasos. Even just mutar matem, nigmara hora'ah. That's enough of a gemara hora'ah. That's a full fledged hora'ah. Amar Abaye, so Abaye challenges. V'halo t'nan hachi. Are you sure that's a gemar hora'ah? Now all three rayas that lasos is necessary, right, are going to be kashas on the shita that holds lasos is not necessary. I v'halo t'nan hachi. It didn't say this in the Mishnah. Chazali ira v'shana. Oli made kederuk shali made potter. When it comes to the zaken mamre, after going to the Beis Nagadol, he goes back to his city and he teaches the halacha the way he always taught it. He's going to be potter. But hora lasos. But he gives a ra to do. Then chayiv, Amar Rabbi Abava, lo tnan hachi, hora la bezin li nasei. The woman gets a heter from bezin to remarry. Vahalcha v'kilkla, and she goes and she's mezana instead. Chayeves b'karban. She's going to be chayev b'karban. Shelo hitiru la ela li nasei, because she was only permitted lihi nasei. But again, you see that the psak has to be lihi nasei. It has to be a psak to do something. And v'lo tnan hachi, hora bezin lavarachas alachas mikol mitzvos hamuros b'torah. That a Gemara of Beisdin is Dafka Lavar Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Samurus Pitorah. It is to do something. Sulamidi, and we don't need any further proof. That is the definition of Hara'ah. Hara'ah always means that it is La'asos, that it is to do something. Okay, says the Gemara further now. V'halach ha'yachid v'asa shogeg al piyam. Yachid then goes and he does shogeg al piyam. He mistakenly follows the mistaken psak of the Beis Din. So it says Gemara, v'nisni v'asa al piyam. Shogeg lamali. What does the word shogeg add over here? We know Beis Din made a mistake. Beis Din gave a psak that was a mistake. And this guy follows that mistake. Why do you have to say shogeg? Just say va'as al piyam. He follows what they said. So shogeg lamali. So amarava shogeg lasuya horu Beis Din shechelev mutter comes to include a case where Beis Din paskins that chelev is mutter v'nischalef lo chelev b'shuman, and this guy confuses chelev and shuman. He thinks what he's eating is shuman, is the kosher fat. Va'achlo, and he eats it thinking it's shuman. So pater, he's going to be pater. He's not going to be chayev a carbon. Normally, that's a classic case of chayev carbon chatas. You're nischalef lo chelev b'shuman, and you eat it because you think it's shuman and it's really chelev. But over here, he's going to be pater because even had it been chelev, Beis Din had just paskin that chelev is mutter. Alpiyam means alpiyam mamish, and alpiyam means that imamish follows what they say. Vika, meaning a classic case where they say chelev is mutter and he eats chelev. Vika damri amarava shogeg alpiyam hu depater. Others say no, that Rava's comment was only when he's shogeg alpiyam he's going to be potter from bringing his own carbon. Avol nischayev lo chelev b'shuman va'achlo chayev. But if he mixes up chelev and shuman and he eats it, then he's going to be chayev. So says the Gemara, Milsa de Pshita Leila Rava, Kami Bai Leila Rami Bar Chama. Something that was evident to Rava was a Shaila by Rami Bar Chama. De Bai Rami Bar Chama, Horu Bezen Shechelev Mutter. Rami Bar Chama raised the Shaila. What happens if Bezen Paskin's Chelev is Mutter? Vinischali Flo Beshuman Va'achlo, and he confuses Chelev and Shuman and he eats it because he thinks it's Shuman and he eats it. Mahu, so what's the din? Meaning he had a Shaila. So Rava said, I think it's obvious. Tashma. It says, Halach Yachid Va'asa Shogeg Al Piyam. Shogeg Al Piyam Lamali. Why do I need this double expression of Shogeg Al Piyam? Lav La'asuye. Horu Bezen Shechel Mutzv. Nischel Vashuman. Ve'achlo Pater. Isn't it coming to tell me that Dafke, in this case as well, you're going to be Pater? That even when, not only did Bezen Paskin the Chelev is Mutter, but the reason you ate the Chelev is not because you were following the Pesach of Bezen, but because Nischaliflo, you confused the Chelev with the Shuman, you're still going to be Pater from your own carbon. Says Gemara, no, maybe not. Dilma shogeg al piyam u depater. Maybe only you're only pater when your shogeg is that you were doing al piyam. But if you your shogeg was in something else that you confused the forbidden fat and the permitted fat, maybe then in a chinami you're chayiv your own personal carbon. Ika da amri amarava. Tashma. Some say that the way Rava originally brought the raya was halach yachid v'asa shogeg al piyam. The Mishnah says that the yachid does b'shogeg based on the psak of the Beis Din. He's going to be potter because he's following Beis Din. My love, shogeg al piyam u'depater av nischayv lochel b'shum v'ach lochayiv. And Rava's raya was, oh, only when he's following the psak of the Beis Din is going to be potter. But if he personally had confused chelev and shuman, then he's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, nah, dilma o shogeg o al piyam. Maybe it really means to give two examples. Either he does it with his own shogeg, Beis Din pasul chelev is mutter, but he makes his own shogeg of confusing chelev and shuman, or he has none of his own shogeg, he's just following the psak of Beis Din. Either or, in either case, he's going to be potter. So that's the issue over here, right? That's the machlokas. What's the halacha if we know what the halacha is when Beis Din passes a chelev is mutter and you eat the chelev because you're following Beis Din? Good, so of course you're potter from your own personal carbon. You were doing Alpi Beis Din. But what if, in addition to that, you added your own mistake? You confused chelev and shuman, and that's why you ate chelev. So that seems to be a machlokas. Says Gemara, it's not only a machlokas in what Rava said, a shaila in Rami Bar Chama, it's from earlier Amoraim. Biplukta, this goes back to an earlier discussion of Amoraim. Horu Beis Din shechelev mutter. If Beis Din passes a chelev is mutter, v'nischalif lo chelev b'shuman. Exactly this case. And you confuse chelev and shuman. Va'achlo, and you eat it. Rav amar pater, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev. Rav says you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that you're chayiv in this case, that you are chayiv to bring your own individual karban. Now the Stipler in Kilas Yaakov on Horios in Siman Aleph tries to explain what's behind this machlokas. Why would you be potter? Why would you be chayiv? And he says Taima de Rav Nira. He says I think the svara for Rav that you'd be potter. The sover sheikur chayiv hakapara ba al ashkaga sheshagag. That his kapara, the kapara of a carbon is necessary when we expect more from you. You should have been careful enough not to lead to this mistake. But over here, you can't be mechayev him a carbon for not being careful enough, because it wasn't his lack of care that led him to this mistake. If he would have been super duper careful, then he would have been able to perfectly identify what's shuman, what's chalev. You know what he would have done? He still would have eaten it, because based in Baskin, that it's mutter. So it wasn't his lack of care at all, and therefore he does not require any kapara. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, says the Stipler, da carbon balechaper avur. That the carbon is there to be mechaper for the maisa avera. It's just that when he's amazed, he doesn't get kapara with the carbon. But when he's a shogeg, he's chayav a carbon, even when the ta'us was not the reason for the sin, like in this case. Even if he would have not made this mistake, he would have he probably would have eaten it anyway. But still, this was a maisa avera that he did by mistake, bishogeg, so mele is going to be chayiv a karban. That's how the Stipler understands the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and that's also pointed out in Ariel Jacob Sefer, my Talmud Sefer. He quotes that Stipler. Okay, meisve. Me'ama aretz ba'asosa. Prat lumumar. Me'ama aretz sounds like we're excluding somebody, that we're it's a limiting phrase. So prat lumumar, that excludes a mumar from the carbon. Rabbi Shimon Yossi Yomri Mishum Rabbi Shimon Hare Omar Shalos Yasana Bishkaga Va'asham Ohoda. Hashav mi yidiyaso, maybe carbon al shigaso. Lo shav mi yidiyaso, eno maybe carbon al shigaso. Only someone who, had he known everything, would not have done this avera has to bring a carbon because of his shogeg. Meaning he's shogeg because he was unable, let's say, to identify what's chalev and what's shuman. But had he known that when he's about to eat his chalev, he never would have done the avera. So that's a case where someone brings a carbon. But if someone would not be shav mi yidiyaso, someone's a mumar. He doesn't care about religion anyway. So if you were to tell him, oh, by the way, that's not shuman, that's chalev, he would say, okay, fine, so it's chalev. So I eat a cheeseburger for lunch, I'll eat chalev for dinner. It doesn't bother him at all. So that's not a shav mi yidiyaso, and therefore he would not be chayev a karban. But frak the Gemara, what about our case? We're based in Paskin that chalev is mutter. Isn't that a case of lo shav mi yidiyaso? And therefore, shouldn't that mean v'imisa halo shav mi yidiyaso? Is in our case lo shav mi yidiyaso? And therefore, shouldn't that mean that he's not chayiv a karban against Rabbi Yochanan, who thinks that you are chayiv a karban? Samra papa kasav Rabbi Yochanan kivan dechimis yadul hu lebedina hadribuhu vunami hadrbei shav miyadasa kriyim bev chayiv. He wouldn't necessarily change his actions if you were to go over to him and say, by the way, this is chaylev. But what if you were able to show the Beis Din the error of their ways, and you were able to show them, no, that is really halachically chaylev, then it would be considered, or chaylev is halachically asr, then he would follow their nupsak. So that's enough of a shav mi yidiyaso. So even though just going over to him and telling him, oh, you're misidentifying what's shuman, what's chalev, that would not change his behavior, because Beis Din in this case is passing that chalev is mutter. But there is a way to change his behavior through convincing Beis Din that their psak was in error. Amar Rav, Moda Rav Sheino Mashlim L'Rov Tzibur. But even Rav, who holds that he's potter from a korban because he's following the psak of Beis Din, would hold that he does not get to count toward the Rov Tzibur when we're determining whether Beis Din is chayiv in bringing a par helim davar shel tzibur. Only when Rov Tzibur was asa al piyam, followed their psak, Do they bring a parum davar shel tzibur? So let's say you have you need one more to be mashlim the rov tzibur. Does this guy count? Now everyone else was eating the chalev stam because Bezin said chalev is mutter. He's eating chalev because he thinks it's shuman. So he doesn't count in that same vote because he's not doing the same way as everybody else. My time, Amar Krav Bishkaga, Achu Kulan Bishkaga Achas. To the rov tzibur has to all be in the same shkaga. If they're not in the same shkaga, then they're not going to count to rov tzibur. So then the Mishnah gave three different ways that this guy is violating the Avera. They did, Bezin did the Avera and he's doing with them. Bezin did the Avera and he follows them. Bezin doesn't do the Avera at all and he does the Avera. So Lami Lemisni Kalhani, why does he have to mention all of these? So Bishlam Reisha Lozu Avzukatani. In the Reisha, I understand, we're trying to say that the greater Chiddush, that he's going to be considered to be following Bezin, the Pesach of Bezin, and therefore Potter, not only if he does it with Beis Din, but even if he does it separately from Beis Din, and even if Beis Din never does it, he's still considered to be following the Pesach of Beis Din. El Seifa, but in the case of the Seifa, where he was an independent posek and he knew that Beis Din was making a mistake, and we're trying to say that because of that, he's chayiv. So Dil Chiyuva, where the whole point is that he's chayiv, Ipcha mi Baile, shouldn't the order have been reversed? Because we're trying to say that he's going to be chayiv, and the greater chiddush is that he's chayiv even if he's doing it with Beis Din, that would be the greater chiddush. Says Gemara, yeah, zuvein tzarech lomar zukatani. There are two styles that Mishnayos are written in. Sometimes it's written in a lozu afzu, that we're building up in the level of chiddush, and sometimes it's zuvein tzarech lomar zu, that we're going down in the level of chiddush, that we're starting with the greatest chiddush, and it's in descending order of chiddush. So the Mishnah had said, if one of the members of the Sanhedrin, or there was a Talmud Roi Lara that knew that Beis Din was in error and commits the Avera, he's going to be chayiv his own personal karban. Says Mar Tarti Lamli, why do you have to tell me both one of them or a Talmud Roi Lara? I would have thought that what's considered someone who has his own opinion, only someone who's both gamir visavir, that a person who knows all the dinim and he knows how to be maven davar mitoch davar, he has both of those qualities. Avul gamir velo savir lo, but someone who's gamir velo savir, someone who has a great bekius, but he does not have the ability to be maven davar mitoch davar, I would think he's not included. Samlei Abaye lo ra'a gamir v'savir mashmas. Abaye says, no, the lashon of hara'a, so what, you're telling me that the chiddush is that even if he's gamir v'lo savir, he's still considered an independent posek? No, hara'a means that he has both of these qualities. How could it be that the Mishnah comes to be marbe, even someone who's gamir v'lo savir? That's not higia lo ra'a. Rava says, Abaye, now this is what I meant to say. If the Mishnah would have only said, one of these, Hava mina hani mili gomer v'savir, I would have thought that this din, that you're chayiv, if you know that Beis Din made a mistake, is only if you are super qualified. You're both gomer and savir. So like a member, echon mehem, a member of the Sanhedrin, in order to make it that far, is obviously someone who's gomer v'savir. Avul gomer v'lo savir lo. But I would assume that someone who's gamir v'lo savir, who only has one of these qualities, not the other, he's not going to be chayiv for his own actions. So Tana, that's why the Mishnah says, ra'u ilaho ra'a. Ra'u ilaho ra'a, true, you're right, it means gamir v'savir, but it's an extra phrase. I don't need the phrase ra'u ilaho ra'a. You already told me a member of the Sanhedrin. A member of the Sanhedrin is gamir v'savir. Mi Mishnah yaseira afil gamir v'lo savir, savir v'lo gamir. From the Mishnah Yaseira, from the extra phrase, we learn that even if a person has only one of these qualities, but not both of them, he's going to be chayev. Meaning the answer is basically, enochinami, that it doesn't make sense, as much sense, that someone who's gamir v'lo savir, or savir v'lo gamir, should be chayev, because he's not a roi lo ra. So the answer is, yeah, enochinami, he's not a roi lo ra. But the fact that the Mishnah has extra words, it must be including an extra person in this category. Roi lo ra kigon man. Who's the Mishnah talking about? Who's someone who's not a member of the Sanhedrin, but is roi lo ra? Amar Rava, go Shimon ben Azay, v'Shimon ben Zoma. These are perfect examples. People who never got smicha, but the roi lo ra. Amale Abai ki agavna mezidhu. A person like that, such a gadol, he's amazed. He knows for sure that Bezin made a mistake, and he does the avera anyway. So why would it be chayiv a karban? A mezid doesn't bring a karban. Meaning that's it's too mezid to bring a carbon. Says Moel Temech, you know, according to that Kasha, Hadatanya, that which the Brisa says, Ba'asosa achas, Yachrosim piatzma chayiv, Boraz bezin potter, that a Yachru follows his own psak is chayiv, but a following Oraz bezin is going to be potter. Ketzad, and what's an example? Horu bezin shachel of mutter, Venodalech man shato, bezin pasin shachel of his mutter, and one of them realizes that they made a mistake. O Talmud Yoshev Nev Varoy Lo Rog, on Shim Ben Azai, that, or you have a Talmud that's like Shun ben Azai, and he eats the chalef. Yochel ye potter. You might think that guy's potter as well. Tamalomer ba'asosa achas. Yochros al biatzmo chayiv baraz bezin potter. A guy who follows his own psak is going to be chayiv, but a raz bezin is potter. So that price you should also have the same kasha. That a person like Shun ben Azai is amazing. How could it be that he's bringing a karban? So how do we find such a case that the Talmud is going to be chayiv a karban and he's not amazed, even though he's an enormous Talmud chacham? He's like Shim ben Azai, kigon de yada da asur. He knew that it's asur to eat this chaylev. V'katoy b'mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim. His mistake was that he thought mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim even includes when the chacham tell you to do a davar asur. So l'didi nami t'tal b'mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim. So he says, and that's what I think Talmud Arai La Arai in the Mishnah is Kishim ben Azai and Shim ben Zoma, because they may know that it's actually asur, but they think mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim is inclusive of following a mistaken psak of the Sanhedrin. That's what the Rishonim already point out when the Medrash says, famous Rashi and Chumash quotes the Medrash that afilu la'omim l'chal yamin shul smol val smol shul yamin. It doesn't mean that if you know that they're mistaken, it means that when the svara pshuta might have seemed the other way, but it doesn't mean that you know that they're mistaken. If you know that they're mistaken, then in a chinami you're not allowed to follow what you think is a mistaken psak. Zaklal hatola ba'atzmo chayiv. So he says someone who's told about atzmo chayiv, but he's told about beis and he's potter lasuyim ay lasuyim mevayit b'horah. This comes to include a person who doesn't follow the horos of the chachamim. So the chacham passed and teed chaylev, and this guy goes and eats chaylev, but he never listens to anything the chacham say. So he didn't eat chaylev because the chacham passed him that way. He never listens to any psak of the chacham. He ate chaylev because of himself. So in that case, he's going to be chayiv. Tolib bebezin lasuye, and what's the case of tolib bebezin? What's that coming to include? Haru bezin v'yadu shatau. Bezin realizes they made a mistake for chazruben, and they changed their psak. So that's this, and this guy didn't know that they changed the psak, so he follows their original psak. He's going to be potter because he's still following what he thinks was Bezin's psak. Says Gemara, Habahedya Katanila. That's going to be a Mishnah and Dav Gimel. Why would the Mishnah have to identify that over here already? So Tani Vahadim Mefarish. In Echanami, it's a Mishnah and Dav Gimel, but we mentioned it like as a heading over here, and now we're going to elaborate it on Dav Gimel. Amar Vidomar Shmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Yudah. Everything we've been learning until this point is the sheet of Rabbi Yudah. That Chum say that a Yachid that follows Haraz Bezin is still going to be Chayiv his own personal carbon. My Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Ditanya, the Brisa tells us about the Chatas of an individual. The Nefesh, Achas, Techta, Bishkaga, Ba'asosa. Hare Elu Shlosha Miutin. Nefesh, Achas, Ba'asosa. Three separate Miutin. So from the third Miut we learn, Hosam Mipi Atzmo Chayiv, Ba'aras Bezin Pater. A person who is doing Mipi Atzmo is Chayiv, but if he's hiding behind the Ras Bezin, then he's Pater from his own individual carbon. My Rabbanan, where do we find that the Rabbanan hold that even someone who's following Oraz Beis Din is going to be Chayiv Titania? I would think that if a minority of the tzibur does the avera, each one is chayiv their own korban chatas. She'ein bezin mevin al yidein par, because bezin would not bring a par on davar shel tzibur for a miut kal. Rov kal shechatu, and if the majority of the kal sins, you patur and they should be patur. Shar bezin mevin al yidein par, because when the majority of the kal sins, bezin does bring a par for them. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says that me'am ha'aretz. That teaches us a riboy that chatas yachid is afilu ruba vafilu kula. that even if the majority of the tzibur sins, even if the entire tzibur sins, they still bring a chatas yachid. So b'mai, what's the case that the Bryce is talking about, that the majority of the tzibur sins and they're bringing a chatas yachid? Ilema b'shigas maisa, if we're talking about that it's shigas maisa bezin shlobara without a haras bezin, so then bezin mayavidatayu. Bezin didn't do anything over here. So how could you say that there is anything to do with bezin? So shlobaras bezin. Bezin mi maisu shalobara. What if it was without a ras bezin? Would bezin ever bring, even if it was rov tzibur? Ella behara. It must be that the Bryce is talking about that bezin did paskin, and the miyat tzibur followed the bezin, and still they're chayiv a karban. No, that can't be the pshat, because when the pasuk says me'ama aretz, it's in the parsha of a chatas of a yachid that's talking about a guy who doesn't have aveira without a rav bezin. So you can't learn from there that even with a rav bezin, that rov tzibur is going to be chayiv a chatas yachid. So the gemara is going to say alalav hachikamer. The gemara is going to show how, in fact, the rabbanan are to be understood in this brisa. But we're out of time. But Shem Elisha will pick up from there tomorrow. I thank you in advance for covering the next few days.